Hey, this is Trey with the Home Buying Podcast. Before we get started, I just want to let you know that throughout this episode and series, you'll hear us talk about how when you use our service, you'll get a free home warranty. We've actually improved that offer. So now, rather than getting a free home warranty, we're going to give you $1,000 that you can use towards your home purchase. You can still use that to purchase a home warranty if you want, or you could also use it towards your down payment or closing cost. So to get started, use the links below.
Over the past 8 episodes, we've covered pretty much everything leading up to you buying your new home. But to leave you there would be a bit of a cliffhanger ending. After all the excitement of getting the keys to your new home, you might be left wondering, now what do I do? Welcome to the Home Buying Podcast. This is a 9-part podcast to learn about buying a home created by our team at HomePleat. I'm Trey.
And I'm Cindy. If you're buying a home, we have an amazing free service to ensure you work with an expert real estate agent, whether you're moving down the street or across the country.
To access all 9 episodes, the workbook we made to go along with this podcast, and our free service, visit homebuyingpodcast.com. Just a quick note, this podcast was written to help give a basic understanding of the home buying process, but things do change based on the location, which is why we help you to work with a great real estate agent who can properly advise you through your home purchase. Things like packing and moving are obvious, and we discussed it earlier in the series. But in this episode, we are going to talk about everything that is still ahead of you. Some of these items are recapped from previous episodes, while others are being introduced for the first time. So please don't skip ahead just because a talking point or two might sound familiar. A house is a culmination of tasks, maintenance, repairs, and new projects. Some are minor and take only a few minutes, while others will take a long time, like building the best garden in the neighborhood. Knowing which task you should prioritize will make the first few months living in your new home much more enjoyable. Remember back when we were still just beginning your home search? It was a different time. A time where you would make lists for things like your needs or your wants in your new home? Well, it's been long enough that I think it's time for us to reboot that idea. This time, we're going to talk about needs versus wants for tasks and projects now that you have your new home. So first, let's talk about necessary items. The first thing is changing the locks to your home. While the previous owner surrendered their keys, you don't know if they gave a copy to their great Aunt Bertha, or a cleaning person, or a contractor, or maybe even a neighbor and they just forgot about it. This one goes without saying, but all utilities should be operational. This includes electricity, water, heat, such as your oil or gas, phone, internet, and cable. Really, we recommend this should have been done a couple weeks prior to actually moving in. Don't forget that all your credit cards, banking information, cell phone, car insurance, and any other item for which you receive a bill should have been given your new address. And also that you are forwarding your mail from your old address to your new address. Plus, if you have school-aged children, make sure you register them at your local district or enroll them in a private school. And also make sure prescriptions, permits, and licenses all reflect your new address. If you have any repairs or construction that need to be done in order for the house to be habitable, such as the house not having a front door, then we recommend that this be installed prior to you moving in. Also, your mortgage loan could be sold to another company. If so, you will receive a letter telling you it was. These open up a lot of opportunity for fraud, so before you start mailing your mortgage payments to a new company, call your lender and ask them if your loan was sold and to verify the company it was sold to. Finally, keep all your documents from purchasing your home safely stored away. If nothing else, you'll need to reference some of these for your taxes.
Let's talk about things that you might want to do. While we can't tell you the things you want to do for your new home, we can give you some advice for proper planning. We have included a page in the workbook to help you plan and budget for these. First, make an entire list of all your want-to-dos. Prioritize them based on cost, job description, and length that the job will take. For an example, painting a room can be done in an afternoon, whereas finishing the floors can take a week and requires all the furniture to be moved into another room. If you do plan on tackling home improvement projects, don't be fooled by the DIY home improvement shows that you can renovate the kitchen in 2 hours. Now, I know you'll say they do it in over 48 hours. That's manageable, right? Well, it definitely is. If you have the same magic elves that those shows do. By elves, I mean the dozen or more contractors and workers who do most of the work behind the scenes. Again, if you do plan on doing home improvement projects, unless you are experienced in the kind of project you are planning, you are likely under budgeting, over budget for your projects. If you are renovating a bathroom, it's better to budget too much and have some extra money at the end than to be off by a few hundred dollars and now you can't afford to install a toilet. Lastly, create a calendar of when the want-tos will be completed. This will help you stay on task.
Oh, and most importantly, if you found this podcast to be helpful, please share it with a friend or family member. We can't tell you what to do from here, but I hope you found this podcast series to be helpful. A big thank you to our co-founders at HomePleat, Cindy Reynolds and Ariel Margulis, for helping to put this together. Cindy, our real estate expert, has been helping home buyers and sellers as a real estate agent in the Northern Virginia area since 2003. Ariel has been an educator for more than 20 years at all levels and has taught more than 1,000 educators how to teach online. I'm Trey Tatro.
And I'm Cindy Reynolds. We've been your hosts throughout this series. And for all of us at HomePleat, we look forward to continuing to make your home purchase easy. Visit homebuyingpodcast.com, where you not only find more resources for buying a home, but you can also access our completely free service of being connected with an expert local real estate agent wherever you are moving. Plus, we will pay for a home warranty for your first year in your new home. Thanks for listening. We hope you found this helpful. If so, please let us know by leaving us a review. If you still have questions, please visit homebuyingpodcast.com where our team will answer your questions.
Remember, whether you are moving down the street or across the country, our free service will connect you with a qualified expert real estate agent. Go to homebuyingpodcast.com to get started.